Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting seventh. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Vance Law. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Scott Fletcher. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dennis Lamp. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The DH, Howard Johnson. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Rick Leach. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. And now, play ball. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilcox covering, for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson takes first base on ball four. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle strikes out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lamp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Law, who is chasing the ball. Brookins reaches third base with a triple. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trammell. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Fletcher applying the tag. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive towards the mound. Lamp reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Gibson bunts towards first. Walker fields the ball and throws to Lamp covering. Safe. Brookins scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Gibson moves to third. Parrish moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gibson scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon is hit by the pitch. Parrish moves to third. Herndon moves to second. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 1 in the game. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Luzinski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilcox covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Brookins hits a pop-up towards short. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Trammell strikes out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kittle hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon, who is chasing the ball. Fisk reaches third base with a triple. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. Law hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fisk tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Tigers. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Will Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Herndon hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-2 in the game. Law hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gibson. Law reaches second base with a double. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-2 in the game. Bernazard hits a fly ball towards right. Gibson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Gibson. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gibson, who is chasing the ball. Baines reaches third base with a triple. Law scores. Bernazard goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 3, Tigers, 3. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Luzinski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Will Cox has Baines trapped. he runs over and tags Baines for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kittle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lamp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 2 in the game. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lamp fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Law hits a pop-up towards first. Leach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Scott Fletcher. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fisk moves to second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 3 in the game. Bernazard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fisk scores. Law moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Baines hits a line drive to center field. Lemon throws towards third. Brookins fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Brookins. Law scores. Bernazard moves to third. Baines moves to second. It's 5-3, White Sox. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Luzinski is hit by the pitch. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Bernazard scores. Baines moves to third. Luzinski moves to second. It's 6-3, White Sox. Mike Squires pinch runs for Greg Walker. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 3 in the game. Kittle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Squires now playing first base. Jerry Dibzinski now playing shortstop. Jerry Hairston now playing left field. Jerry Kuzman now pitching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Trammell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Walkenfuss pinch hits for Howard Johnson. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss is called out on strikes. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Fisk is called out on strikes. One out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Law hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-1 in the game. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Enos Cabell pinch hits for Rick Leach. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kuzman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Enos Cabell now playing first base. Howard Bailey now pitching. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Law strikes out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Baines strikes out. 2 outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Luzinski hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trammell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hairston. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-4 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Trammell moves to third. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.